producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Tuesday, October the 20th.
Hey, you aren't wearing makeup.
How are the it's with you? If only I could go one more hour in the nap mode, right? That's what you're thinking. No, right. No. It's the if. Oh. It's the if, not the if. Got a T-H instead of an if. So 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. He's Ken Kessler. We're here to focus in depth on some political or governmental issues. Shall we start with that? And that might be led by the fate of Paul Ryan, who is more open than ever to becoming the next Mr. Speaker! Mr. Speaker! Following a weekend at home with his fam before he makes a final decision. It kind of reminds me about, in terms of making a decision, about all the hoopla regarding Joe Biden. Is Joe going to run or isn't he going to run? At this point, why would you care? Because he just, it doesn't, if he's this indecisive about being a candidate, what is he going to be like as, that's what a lot of people, I guess, are saying. And one wonders the same about Ryan, except maybe it's a different situation, eh, Kenny?
Because yeah, Ryan doesn't want to do this.
No, at all. So should he do it? Would he do it? Could he do it? Can he do it? I'm going to bet that he is going to do it. Good visibility for the future of one who wants to be president, one who wants to be king. The discussions will begin tonight in the Capitol among the Republicans, the hardliners, the people who are continuing to push. How is he different than John Boehner would be a question. He's stronger, smarter, younger. He's had a pretty good, I thought, that he was the best candidate for anything when he ran with Mitt Romney because of his fiscal policy. I don't care with me. Social stuff is anathema. I don't want you messing around with anything that has to do with the social mores, standards of people. It's none of your damn business. None of his business. None of your business. What you do is none of my business. What's important is the business of the country, the government. And that is maintaining our security, making sure the fiscal house is in order, and, okay, what else is there? Maybe a few other things that we've gotten way out of control. So let's see what Ryan does. I'm betting that by this time tomorrow, we'll know that he wants to run, and that'll be the end of that. Well, and it'll be the end of it in the sense that I think he's a good man for the job. I do not like his stance on the Trans-Pacific. The partnership is this is a horrible deal for America. I mean, worse than horrible. It's almost like a coffin nail. And we've been talking about that off and on this program now for about a month, because this is coming up. There were some farmers in town last week I'm talking about Washington, protesting what this would mean for the American family farmer. As a matter of fact, we've had so much noise here about it that Kenny's got some comments. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. You can send email to me, Doug, at DougSteffen.com, or Ken at DougSteffen.com. What do you have, Kenny?
Paul says, this deal reveals a much bigger underlying problem that 99% of us are faced with. Until we remove the corrupt influence of money on our elected leaders, nothing to help the average person will come out of Washington ever.
Yeah,
all corrupt from the
money,
president on down.
Yeah, the money is behind this is extraordinary. The money behind pushing this, the bigger, the better. In terms of corporate interests, it's horrible. It's disgusting. It's damnable. All right, what else, Kenny?
One more. David says, the problem is we have not learned our lesson from NAFTA. We need to correct the trade deals we have before we move on making more.
NAFTA, SHAFTA. I remember that as the battle cry here. All right, so if you don't know much about the Trans-Pacific Partnership, I have a fellow here from the Farm to Consumers organization that I belong to. His name is Pete Kennedy, and we'll talk specifically with him on the Trans-Pacific Partnership, how it affects you, and what you can do about keeping it from becoming law. That's up next here on Doug Steffens Good Day.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I really need to ship something.
Staples has UPS in-store and all the packing and shipping supplies you need.
Great, but today's Sunday.
At Staples, you can ship 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Yep.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Flag Day?
Yeah.
International Fanny Pack Day?
Seriously.
March 12th. Look it up.
Right now, get up to 5% cash back in Staples Rewards. Pack more, save more. Staples, make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchase made at third-party sites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes Manuals Online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes Manuals Online are now available at Haynes.com.
I'm Joe Mantegna, Forest Service member. Coming home and transitioning back to civilian life is a happy time, reuniting with loved ones. But it can also be a time that presents brand new challenges, especially when it comes to finding a job that will enable them to support their spouses and families. If you're a small or large business employer, there are lots of great reasons for you to consider hiring a veteran. The same discipline, confidence, and skills that they honed in the military stay with them for life, and they can put those skills into practice in their workplace. American veterans bring great value to the businesses and companies that hire them. That's why the Coalition to Salute America's Heroes is urging employers and businesses everywhere to hire smart and bet on a vet. It's the greatest way that you can show your appreciation for the service that they provided to protect us and our freedom. To learn more, call 1-888-44-SALUTE or visit saluteheroes.org.
So this song may tell the story in song of what we will discuss here for the next few minutes. You heard me on many occasions talk about this Trans-Pacific Partnership. Now Roberta and Richie and I have Pete Kennedy with us, who's an attorney and president of the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund, also vice president of the Farm to Consumer Foundation. As you know, I'm a dairy farmer, had a lot of help from these people when I was in a pinch trying to sell raw milk on my farm here in Massachusetts. And they are very supportive of the family farmer. I do a radio program now, the American Family Farmer, heard on a lot of radio stations, as it turns out, every weekend for an hour we talk about these problems and how to solve them. So this could be the biggest problem, and if we don't solve it, Pete, it could go a long way to ending the family farm as we know it, because this Trans-Pacific Partnership is all about big ag, GMO farming, no labels, all that stuff, right?
Yeah, it's a big helping a global only for the American people, Doug. The trade deals we have now are bad enough where these governments can challenge American laws and basically these star chamber type proceedings in Switzerland or wherever, but with this one you can get a corporation that can challenge any laws they consider unfair. So if there's a law that is protective of the family farm in this country, just a single corporation can try and go into the court and kill it.
All right. So the Trans-Pacific Partnership does what in terms of, we were talking about milk, and that's something you're close to, but veggies, beef, all of these other things that can be provided. We have a standard working wage here that we're paying for the most part to people. Labor costs more money here in this country than it does anywhere else in the world. So when you realize that you can have milk that comes from cows in New Zealand, put on a tanker, a 747, and flown over here every day to New York, Sacramento, San Francisco, Portland. That's where your milk supply comes from if this thing goes through. Dairy farms on the West Coast, done. Right?
Well, sure. I mean, they're always telling dairy farms that there's too much supply. That's why prices are so low, and just they've never kept up with inflation. But, yeah, the real... you know, now you see the other side of it is that they're just dumping imports into this country, like milk from Frontera or, you know, some of the other global corporations. And this treaty is just going to make it that much easier to do that.
So what do people who have a local preference, buy local preference, do to challenge this partnership deal in Congress before it becomes law?
Well, it's not a done deal yet, Doug. Congress still has to vote on it. Unfortunately, they've just voted to take away their own authority to amend the trade agreement as it's now written. So, I mean, there's time to contact your congressman. Phone calls are encouraged over faxes or emails and tell them that this is a single issue. Your determination on whether you vote for your representative when they're up for re-election will depend on this. It's that important.
So when you say calling is the best and the other ways don't work, that's based on you're a lobbyist in essence. So that's based on what you found to be the practical way. I mean, I think it would be awful hard to get through to people down there in the circumstance, and folks would rather write something because they think they have a record of it. You say that's not true.
Well, you'd be surprised. There's one congressman we're working with right now on local food bills, and what he says is if his office gets 10 calls a day, I mean, that's pretty typical. So if they get, it's not, you know, they don't get as many phone calls as you think. So if they get 10 phone calls on one subject a day, they'll take notice. I mean, I'd still suggest maybe sending in faxes or emails. I mean, our organization does have a fax petition that can generate a message to the congressman, but the most effective way of reaching him is to call the office, and that should be top priority.
All right, so if you go to farmtoconsumer.org, farmtoconsumer.org, Roberta, and you see not only the petitions that are there, the ability to sign, the ability to communicate, but it has all of the phone numbers that are necessary for you to get through. And because I've talked about this, I don't want to repeat myself, but yet I do want to repeat myself because I think a lot of people don't hear each time what the nuance is of this Trans-Pacific Partnership. And you hear, I was disappointed to hear that Paul Ryan is in favor of it because he carries some weight as perhaps the new Speaker of the House. Obama wants to get it through, but the people who understand the locavore movement, people who want to have fresh sources, you, me, Rich, everybody who's here, anybody's got any common sense listening, knows that this is the death knell for good fresh food. And if you look at the board of directors of the big corporate ag companies, big corporate food companies, and the big corporate pharma companies, you'll find they're all the same. So they want to feed you bad stuff so that you can get drugs to supposedly make you better. This is insidious. The Trans-Pacific Partnership's got to go down. So go to Pete's web, farmtoconsumer.org, find out how you can make that happen or not happen. Pete, thank you for being here, and good day.
OT. $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Good day, 23 after the hour. I thought we would celebrate an event that Meredith and I experienced the other night. The Spinners were in Boston. I'd never seen them before, although I've always been a big fan of the Philadelphia sound that they project and have for 40 years. They still, Richie, have two original members.
I was just going to look that up.
They're actually three, because the guy who's their director, the band director, and one of the musical instruments he plays, he was recounting when they all had afros.
I'm looking at a picture of them with all afros.
And I'll tell you something.
The Philly soul is, it rivals Motown.
Yeah, it really does. The OJ's another example of that. Mothers, fathers, sisters, and brothers. But what we experienced, because we sat, it was an intimate arrangement, at least on the floor. It was not up in the stands, but we were sitting there, and you get the energy from these guys. They just went for an hour and 40 some odd minutes, non-stop, one after the other after the other, and they engage the audience. But if you have a love of the music from the 60s, 70s, 80s, or you just remember the Spinners, you don't remember. Meredith kept saying, I don't remember them. I didn't know this was their song, or I don't remember this. I mean, they had 14 number one songs over the history of their career, and they're now entertaining a lot of these more. They're out every night. They're in these smaller venues where there's, you know, a couple of 2,500 to 3,000 seats, that kind of stuff. Yeah. Here they are with Dionne Warwick. And their voices, Richie, or I shouldn't say just Richie, Joy, I'm sure you remember. Here's one thing that I remember when Roberta and I went to the Jane the Americans concert, how much we enjoyed it. I have decided, and maybe this is because I'm where I am, that I want to do a lot more of this stuff. I never used to do this, and Meredith loves to go to these sorts of things. And I think that, Joy, you like to. You're at movies and plays and stuff. You're in New York, and you do that as part of your job. But there's so much to do. There's so many things that have been, I've ignored them for years.
Yeah, I grew up here in Washington, D.C., grew up in Maryland, just outside of Washington, D.C. You guys live in New York and Boston. And I could not imagine living in a city where on any given week there's not some kind of a big concert or show going on somewhere.
Yeah,
I just go to a club and see a mainstream great music. Mm-hmm. And as much as I'd love to live in Wilmington, North Carolina, I don't know that I could just go and just get music the way I do here.
And I think that's what I'm becoming thankful for, Richie. We're going to a concert next Friday night. Ringo Starr is in town with the All Stars.
Oh, nice!
Everybody comes
to
Boston.
Fun show.
Yeah, they all come to Boston.
I went to Windsor to meet Ringo a couple of years ago.
Did you?
I tried to see him here. Yeah, and I got to talk with him for a while. Just the two of us. He's short and adorable.
Yeah, he's very adorable.
For therapy about being the fourth Beatle, the kind
we
of
actually talked
Beatle.
About that a little bit.
Yeah,
and because he thought nobody liked him, and I said, Ringo, you're everybody's first choice.
You know,
and he said, why do you think that is? And I said, you're cute and accessible.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. Although McCartney's very
and
accessible
too. What did he say?
But they treat
him
really
very cute.
Poorly.
He's very cute.
Yeah,
I think
a lot of times people think, because of what we've been taught to think, that a lot of these people are unapproachable, and they certainly are not. You can see the way, to go back to the Spinners for a second, Richie, you got one more there. The Spinners were so engaged. Oh my God, this is my favorite Spinners song. Thank you. This is from early on. I think it was the late 60s, if I'm not mistaken. I put my F.M. Douglas hat on when I go back to remembering some of the stuff that I played as a disc jockey. But there's so many good things. And, you know, some of them are wildly expensive and some of them are moderately priced. There are none of them that are cheap anymore.
They are just not for these guys.
They deserve what they got out of that. They were performing and were superb. 28 after on Good Day. It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair. Cleanse your scalp. Cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act. Clean up your hair. Get your hair back again. It doesn't make a difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
I'm Joe Mantegna. The men and women of our nation's armed forces exemplify courage and leadership through their service to our country. When a soldier returns to civilian life, they can bring the same values and skills that they learned in the military and apply them to their workplace. So if you're an employer, on behalf of the Coalition to Salute America's Heroes, I urge you to hire smart and bet on a vet. It's a great way to show your appreciation for their service. To learn more, call this number or visit saluteheroes.org.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm gonna have a good day today. Gonna have a good time anyway. Put it all behind me. Lay it all away.
Lay it on me. It's 33 at the hour in the Doug Steffen Good Day program. There are, I could probably do a poll here. Ken Kessler and I, together in this hour, we do a number of things in more depth or detail than may be the case during the rest of the program, because it gives us an opportunity to sort of double down, dig around into certain stories or things that are happening, and give you something to think about. This is the time of day that's good to think. Well, every time of day is good to think, I think. I think you should think about what time of day is best for you to think. Come on, not for double talking BS. One of the things that people like about this program, those who do like it, is that it is not traditional. Would you say that was a good phrase to use for this program? We don't do the standard bill of fare. And thus, when things come up, like last half hour talking about the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and the way that I do, because I'm a dairy farmer, in addition to being a broadcaster, there is some information I might have that most people on the air wouldn't have, or maybe most people who are listening wouldn't have, and it adds, I hope, to the context of the discussion. Such is the case with things that are spiritual. I believe that spirituality has nothing to do with religion. Religion is a blight on society, as is demonstrated by all of the angst that is put forth by people who want to be right because their religion is right, and the other people who don't believe in their religion are wrong, and they go to war to prove it. Look at what's going on in Israel at the moment. Look at what's going on in the Middle East at the moment. Look at what's going on everywhere where there is a conflict between radicalized in this case, Muslims, but there are radicalized groups in every single religion, some more than others. And so I've turned away from religion. You do as you please. Whatever makes you a better person, I think you ought to, it's not my business. You ought to do what you want to do. I tell you what I think. You tell me what you think. Do what you feel is best for you. That's super. What's best for me is understanding the world in a way that makes sense. Religion, specific tenets of religion, may make sense to you. What doesn't make sense to me is how all of the major religions claim to be the best one, other ones are fake or not of value, and you believe in my religion in the case of the radicalized Muslims or we'll kill you. So that doesn't do it for me, but the tensions that are mounting in the world because of this sort of thinking are serious and dangerous. Those are words that are minimalized. It is very dangerous. These situations that we find ourselves in are very serious. You might not say that the Russian conflict with America is religious in nature, but of course it is. They've sided with certain groups in the Middle East. I don't think they care about, I don't think that the people in Russia care. They don't give a damn about religion. They care about opportunity and the political gains or physical gains they can make from taking advantage of the opportunities that are created by the upset in the world due to religious differences. So, if we lived in a perfect world, I guess there wouldn't be anything to talk about, and we would be, the nature of man would be frustrated because men and women seem to all of us, maybe I shouldn't say they, us, we seem to thrive on conflict, or at least, you know, talking about people and what they think. So it is in that spirit that I get you, hopefully, to think about a few things that have to do not with religion. Some people would say it doesn't even have anything to do with spirituality. Those of you who are extremists, that term is my term for people who believe that anything outside of what's printed in the Bible is occultism and you go to hell, the devil is at work, etc., etc., etc. I find, in fact, that the usage of the astrology that is now in play with good astrologers, one of the most helpful, beneficial things in my life. Understanding, and by the way, most of the information that I get, that I glean from various sources, I find to be amazingly true, accurate. For example, right now and in the past 3 or 4 days, the energy in the world is, look at what's happening in Israel and Palestine as an example. But there are plenty of other examples I can give you. I just use that as a way to launch off into a discussion for a minute or two of what astrologers are saying about Saturn moving into the sign of Sagittarius. The Sagittarian traits of truth-seeking, truth-speaking, are going to infiltrate all of the important areas of your life, including religious, economic, social, political, and the things that create our present lifestyle are going to be either very positive, if you are outspoken, if you seek the truth, if you have a personality that looks for the truth, and likewise, if you don't, if you are somebody who goes along to get along, you're probably going to find the rest of this year pretty upsetting. This is a game, this year, next year, 2017, game-changer years. The fact that all this attention is being made or pointing to our political system or who our leaders are going to be, and the upset that's brought about by people not liking the current situation is not a it's not a coincidence. It's very easy to see if you understand astrology. Also, moving ahead or moving into what the secondary thinking is about with regard to life, there's a fellow who went all the way. That is, he died, came back to life. He's got a fascinating story. We'll hear some of it from Peter Panagore next here on Good Day.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Odor Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good, Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep, Haley.
Smelly socks. Yes, Dave!
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly!
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good, Jimmy!
Putty odor, P.U.
Yes, Haley!
Cat feet. Wait, cat pee!
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of three whole beets and just one teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My office computers are running really slow. Do you?
Staples has the latest Windows 10 devices. They're lightning fast.
But I want...
A great deal. With Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll always get the lowest price.
Wow, and do you have plans?
No, actually, I'm free.
I meant tech service plans.
Yes, we do. And I'm still free.
With Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll get more tech for less. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store staples.com for details.
To Joy Brown with Dr. Doug Steffen and Rich McFadden on the Good Day program with now Peter Penegor, who's the host of a two-minute inspirational radio broadcast on some stations up in Maine. He's a maniac by birth. You live in Maine, Peter, I know, but were you born there?
No, I'm from Massachusetts originally.
Really, where?
And out of Marlboro, went to St. John's High School in Shrewsbury, went to UMass.
Good heavens, I live in Framingham and have all my life.
So, well, we were right next door.
We were neighbors. All right, that makes mm-hmm. this not mm-hmm. more interesting, but sort of an interesting spin on your experience. Let's get right to what happened to you in 1980. In the winter of 1980, you were doing what that brought you around to living the life that you live today?
I went on a student exchange to Montana State University in Bozeman, and March, I went on a 10-day snow-caving backcountry ski trip that culminated in a one-day ice climb. And I'd been a pretty heavy backpacker, a lot of winter experience in the wilderness, but I'd never ice climbed before. I'd technical climbed, but not ice. And I made a miscalculation in my equipment and caused our climb to be seriously slowed down, so we reached our top of our climb at sunset, and it took us till almost sunrise to get off the mountain, driving ourselves forward with our willpower, and hypothermia killed me. And on our last rappel, I got warm, which is the last stage, and we were stuck on this particular place. I was at the top of the last rappel, and we couldn't get off. I got warm and I began to fall asleep, and at one point I knew that I was going to die. I looked around and there was great beauty all around me, and I started thinking about my parents and that I was not going to be able to get out of this, that it was, I was done. And so
let me understand, you died, you came back, and then you died again in terms of...
Well, I had a heart attack 6 weeks ago.
You're talking about 6 weeks prior to this event in 1980.
No, 6 weeks ago from today.
Six weeks ago from today.
Yeah.
So I don't want to confuse the stories because they're too good to confuse. The two stories are too amazing. I just want to make sure that I understand, and therefore the audience understands, that what happened in March of 1980, we were on the side of a mountain, and you froze to death, in essence.
Yes.
Right? Okay. Then what happens to your body and your being after you're frozen on the side of the mountain?
Well, I was harnessed in, and I fell a couple of feet. We're about 150 feet up, headed down if we could, but we couldn't because we were stuck, and so I fell and I dangled. And I only know that because my partner told me that after. But as for me, I was taken and brought into a greater darkness that was illuminated in a place that was had no time and no space like I can describe. And it...
I want people, because I think this kind of stuff is fantastic. These stories are so great to tell. The essence of your being hung, you're hanging out on this cable. How long are you there in that state, and into this next world, the experience that you had?
Well, I don't know how long I was dead because the circumstances were quite desperate and difficult. Tim was in the same situation that I was in. He was struggling with hypothermia as well, and I can tell you that when I came back, I was given the chance to come back. God gave me the chance to come back. That Tim told me that he thought I was dead, and he said, "I thought you were dead. I couldn't get you. I couldn't wake you. I thought you were dead. I thought you were dead." And I was, only, you know, I came back because God let me.
But you can remember what happened, it sounds like, in that state of animation.
Yes, I can remember it. It seems to have left an indelible mark on my soul. I can't explain how it happened. I can only explain that it did happen, and that I went into this greater darkness where I had no body, but I was completely myself and my own being, and God called my name. I heard my name from deep inside my soul, and it was the name of my creation. It was the essence of my being, and what made me alive and created, and I was completely known. There was nothing about me that was hidden from God, who I couldn't see, who was right next to me, but I could hear, but there was no voice and there was no language.
What sort of religious background do you come from?
Oh, I was half Roman Catholic and half Greek Orthodox. So I went to Catholic high school. My dad was Greek Orthodox. My mom was Roman Catholic. I was a charismatic Christian at the time, but that didn't really seem to play into it at all.
So you felt God's presence, or you saw a being that you identified as God. Would you describe that being?
I didn't see a being.
So how did you know that God was
God.
Next? How did you feel?
Because it was self-evident. It was. I was infilled with love and joy and hope and beauty and truth, and they were all one thing. And I knew without a doubt that I was in the presence of God. I was so overwhelmed with love and beauty. And I went through hell too. And immediately after being infilled with love and beauty and hope, I was confronted with all the pain that I'd ever caused in my entire life to every single person I'd ever caused it to, all of it. And I felt their experience of the pain that I gave them from their point of view.
So
simultaneous to that,
you have no time. You have no time reference other than what your friend told you about being frozen and then thawing out, in essence, which was how long a period of time?
Well, see, I don't know that.
Your friends didn't tell you how long it was before you came back around.
We were Well, you gotta understand that we were in an extremely, extremely difficult situation. And the fact that I survived was the thing that mattered most at the moment.
Mm.
And then we had to still get down off this cliff. We were still stuck up there when I came back. And then we had to treat for self-treat for hypothermia.
Got it. Okay. Peter Panagor, who's explaining what happened as he went into another state, another reality, and then came back again. Some people do, some people don't. Most people don't, but he did.
The legendary Dr. Joe Wallach, heard on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Benny Hinn, and so many more, is on his 90 for Life tour, and you can see him live and in person Monday, October 26, 6:30 p.m. at the Unity Village, 1901 Northwest Blue Parkway, Unity Village, Missouri. Don't miss this incredible event. Call 615-389-7733 to reserve your seats today. That's 615-389-7733.
Young people are supposed to be full of energy and recover quickly from exercise. Their age should give them a great advantage to feeling good all the time. However, young people of today are dealing with the same nutrient-deficient food as everyone else in America. So it does not matter whether you are 15 or 85. If your biochemistry is off, you cannot feel your best. Listen to the real-world results of James.
My name is James Ashley. I'm 25 years old. At the end of a tiring work shift, I used not to do much around the house. Since I started taking the new technology-enhanced One World Way after work, I have so much energy when I get home that I'm able to take long walks, do chores, and even honey to-do lists from the wife. It's plenty enough energy to get things done around the house and time to settle down before bedtime. This whey protein gives me outstanding amount of long-lasting feel-good energy. I'm astonished of how great this product makes me feel.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The expression deep down. What's going on in your home?
Cut it open.
This, we're going to open it up, expose your home and all the rotten rats that are in there to the outside, so Tommy the K can help you fix it. Tom Kraegler, co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Talk Radio program, airing around the country every weekend. Lots of great ideas because he's schmat. Well, maybe Leslie Schmatt needs us there. One or the other. Tommy the K with a focus on, yep, I'm not kidding, rats in your house. In just a moment here on Good Day.
You may think being totally blind is the greatest challenge I face, but actually, it's the fact that I'm often wide awake at 3 a.m. and struggling to stay awake in the middle of the day. This is called Non-24, and it affects up to 70% of people who are totally blind, like me. It makes just getting through the day a real struggle. Learn more about Non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
All right. The focus on the rat problem that we have in certain neighborhoods around the country. Tom Kraegler here. Let's listen to Steve Harvey from his television program yesterday, where an audience member asked him for assistance in getting rid of these rats.
I've been living in Chicago for over 3 years, and I've never had a rodent problem. The other day I was sitting on my bed, and I saw something move out of the corner of my eye, and I looked up, and there was a rat staring into my face.
A rat?
A rat.
Not a mouse.
This was a big fish. crap. And so I started screaming, called the exterminators. They came in with their combat gear on, set traps all over my house, and told me that the infestation wouldn't be fixed for a while. The question for you is, how do I get these rats to move out sooner? What are my options here, Steve?
I think you ought to move. A full-blown rat?
Full-blown rat.
Yeah, I got an old hood trick that works every time.
What's that?
You get you a 22. And, put one in him, and leave him there.
Okay.
Then when the other rats see the dead body, that cleared the whole thing.
Thank you.
All right, so Tom, you agree with me? How do we launch off a conversation off of that?
Well, listen.
You know that scene in True Grit where John Wayne is sitting with the Chinaman?
God. You can't say the word rat around Doug without him pulling up this movie.
Well, but that's a great, I've got a writ for a rat, et cetera, et cetera, and then he shoots the rat.
Little sister.
Yeah. All right, so
what
about
the thing is that this time of year, as the guest of the TV show correctly pointed out, the rodents do look to go inside, so they're really checking out all areas around your house and trying to find their ways in. So the first thing to do is to really try to seal up those entrances. So I always advise you go around the house and seal up any space that's as small as a finger, because that's about as small as a rat can squeeze through.
Wow.
They can really compress their bodies. You also want to avoid nesting sites.
How do they compress their heads, though?
I don't know, man. They fit in there.
Roberta used to feed those rats to her snake.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, well, maybe you should just buy a snake. That will solve it.
That's
right?
It. Better shoot him or get a snake. Yep.
Nesting sites are also something to be avoided, Doug. So, think about around your house. You say, well, I don't have a nesting site. Well, if you got a stack of newspapers, you got cardboard boxes piled up, you got firewood against your house. Mm. These are all nesting sites for rodents. You also want to try to be careful with the food inside your house and keep the house as clean as possible. So if you have, here's a common thing, like a big bag of pet food.
Dog
food in the garage, exactly.
Yeah.
A big bag sitting on the ground. I mean, that's a smorgasbord.
We had a mouse
right there.
We put it in a plastic container now with a sealed lid.
Right, or put it in one of those metal garbage cans. And you pick up a brand new metal garbage can. They can't chew through that. They can chew through plastic.
And back to firewood. Isn't the worst thing for you to do is put firewood stacked up next to your house?
Well, also because of termites.
Right.
But then the other thing is just to use rodenticides. You want to use baits. You want to put them
Wait a minute.
What?
Just a second.
Are you against baits?
No. You guys have figured out the problem. If you have wood next to your house and it's full of things that are going to get into your house, you need the rats to come eat the stuff that's in the wood so that
rats don't eat termites, Doug.
Oh, they don't.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Roberta, chime in.
Never mind. Never mind.
Doug.
Keep going. All right. We done?
Well, the rodenticides, the packets, the bait packets.
Yeah.
You put those on the top ledge of your foundation wall inside the house, around where that little sort of runway.
Last time Roberta visited and kept her away.
Nice.
Yeah.
Real nice. And another little trick of the trade is to take some of those bait packets and throw them behind your stove.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm.
Silt the stove out, throw them back there, just let them sit on the floor. That's where a lot of the mice will go back and forth.
Or Roberta will use it as seasoning for her next cooking.
Yeah, rice.
Cancer papers on a rat, baby sister. You gotta kill him or let him be.
Search Rodent Control on MoneyPit.com for all the tips you need.
Oh, on MoneyPit.com you can find out how to get rid of rodents.
There'll be a picture of Tom's face right there.
He comes here for this abuse every week, ladies and gentlemen, and loves every second of it because we tell people how to listen to the Money Pit. Go to MoneyPit.com. Tom Kreitler here today.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.